Well, dear, it turned out to be a lovely day for a picnic on the beach right here.
Oh, yes. I'm so glad you could take time off from your fast-paced middle management job in the big city for this much-needed and well-deserved family time.
My, that's a lot of exposition for such a small gal.
Oh, you're such a kidder, and keep your hands to yourself. Look, dear, the ocean seems to be backing up.
Oh, that imagination of yours. It's one of the things that attracted me to you at the Lotta Toyota Pledge Mixer back at Big U. You were certainly the... Oh, wait. That surge does seem to have all the classic signs of an impending tsunami.
Where's little Dorothy?
And that little scamp of a dog.
Dorothy? Dorothy?
Here, Piddles! Piddles!
Oh,
Piddles!
Oh, my gosh! Piddles. It's getting bigger!
Yes, danger is imminent, my dear!
Shouldn't we run?
We don't have time! What can we do?
Quick, you two! I've got your daughter and the dog. Grab on!
Mommy! Mommy!
Gotta get you to higher ground!
Don't forget me!
Careful, dear!
Whoa!
You saved my baby.
Mommy, mommy!
How can we ever thank you?
What's a wisp of a girl like you doing in a dangerous job like this?
I'm just doing what the 4-H taught me.
I don't appreciate little girls meddling in my affairs.
I don't know who you are, but I was just practicing
good
citizenship.
You have no idea what evil forces I'm about to unleash.
Who are you exactly?
I am Dr. Creep, the newest, most potent arch-evildoer ever. And what little insignificant speck of dust are you?
Well, I am... Wait. Superheroes don't give out their real names. Call me Space Girl.
Oh, Lord, not another little Super Space Girl clone.
Another?
How bothersome. Although I do like the go-go boots. You have stumbled into my first greatest diabolical experiment so far, which will bring every major government and most amusement parks on Earth to their knees.
You are causing this? It's not a natural disaster?
Of course not. It's a very unnatural disaster. My reverse pulsating dark density gravitational equivocator, orbiting in substandard orbit high above, will not only influence the tides, it will intimidate them.
I can't let you do that.
Oh, yes? And what can an insignificant child like you do against me?
I'm not a child. I'm 14.
You don't want to go mano a mano with an evildoer.
I just might. I don't know why or how, but for some reason I just know I must stand between you and all that is good and nice in the world.
There is nothing you can do to stop me.
Don't be so sure. I know the rules. I can challenge you to a duel.
Oh.
You've picked the place. I'm free to pick the weapons.
Oh, little precocious one. I see you've read your evil versus do-gooder rules of engagement handbook. Very well. What will it be? Pistols? Lightsabers? Death rays?
I choose literature.
No, this can't be.
And I choose a single multiple-choice question.
Oh, not multiple-choice! I hate multiple-choice!
Oh, well, we could do essays if you'd rather.
Oh, God, no!
Okay, are you ready?
I can do this. Concentrate. Concentrate like
ready?
Frozen oysters.
Ready?
Yes. Yes.
Which Bronte sister wrote Wuthering Heights? Was it A, Charlotte, B, Emily, or C, Sissy?
Golly, golly, golly. From my steampunk knowledge of all that was wrong with the 19th century. I believe it's C for sissy. However, may I have the question again?
No, you may not.
Crap!
You have 5 seconds.
I don't care what the stupid answer is. I'm through playing your foolish games. Unless I'm paid an obscenely fabulous ransom for my creep star, 2 satellites will commence pummeling the moon into boring little moonlets, making me master of the tides.
Then you leave me no choice.
Oh, no!
So goes yet another typical theatrical space girl action reenactment, which, like so many typical action reenactments performed by faithful fans at science fiction and fantasy comic cons throughout the years across the globe, celebrates the first known encounter between the soon-to-be intrepid space girl and the forces of evil and injustice. In the scene we just witnessed, teetering on the threshold of an imbalance of solar and hormonal flares, a 14-year-old girl, Linda Kim Shelmerdine, discovered the first of her considerable powers that make Space Girl unique among superheroes. It was the trailing edge of the summer of love, and suddenly, this little slip of a girl had the ability to dash effortlessly across the vast voids of outer space, cruise silently under the crushing depths of the deepest oceans, and finally, to hyperscroll through the frontiers of the digital realm.
All right, roll call. Roll call. Superman.
Here I come to save the... Oh, no, that's not...
Batman.
Present, citizen.
Batgirl.
I'm here, Johnny.
Swordsman.
Oui, I mean, ear.
Goober.
Hi.
Lantern.
Which one?
Green.
Yes, okay.
Space Girl. Space Girl. Space Girl.
I haven't seen her.
She never shows up on time.
Oh. Look, does Space Girl totally understand that these superhero team building and diversity awareness meetings are mandatory?
Space Girl was never a team player. Reclusive by nature, her whereabouts have become more and more unknown. Her retrofitted double-wide mobile home on the high plains has been found abandoned, and her crater-top retreat on the backside of the moon is in arrears.
Thank you. Sorry.
Is something amiss? Recently, a plasticine and copper Space Girl breastplate has failed to hit the minimum bid on eBay. Whoa. And a book attributed to Piddles the dog has hit the remainder shelves. Now, 59 years old, and often referred to as the Margaret Atwood of superheroes. Space Girl's vitality, patriotism, and commitment to the most greatest national ideals of American values are being questioned at the highest levels.
Now, I will not yield. I will not yield the remainder of my time. I understand. Uh-huh. I have nearly 12 seconds left, and I would ask the representative from the great state of wherever it is that you're from, which is not as great as my state, allow me the privilege of correcting the record by rephrasing my question.
Yes, please, Senator, rephrase your question.
When's lunch?
Thank you, Senator. Your time has expired. Let the business of the evidentiary hearing of this joint House, joint Senator, joint Subcommittee on Extra Interordinary Superheroic Occurrences continue. The Honorable Senator Mulderhack, that's me, presiding. Next on the docket to testify for this committee is Linda Kim Shelmerdine, better known in superheroic circles as Space Girl. Will Space Girl please take the stand, please?
Excuse me, Senator. As far as authorities know, Space Girl is not in the building or within the city limits.
Oh, well.
Coming through! Okay. All the way! Make way! We're here on official Space Girl business!
What is the meaning of this, sir?
I'm glad you asked, Senator Hack.
You bet.
Good day to you.
Thank you.
We're the Hungarian Dwarf Parade, and we'll be representing Space Girl at this bit of a mini-ha-ha you're having.
Aren't you a little short to be representing a superhero?
Sure, we're a little short to be stormtroopers as well. But who's counting? We're here as media and administrative consultants to Space Girl, specializing in procedural and security matters.
We handle all her fan mail, event prep, and the laundry.
I do the tights by hand.
Lucky guy.
Gentlemen, sirs, this is a very serious matter. This committee was not expecting a proxy. We've called Space Girl before this committee to explain why she is not here. And now... We must ask you the same question. Where are Space Girl's whereabouts, sir?
I couldn't say.
Can't say.
Won't say.
Now, remember, you're under oath to answer these questions.
Hey, your knickers are down.
Huh?
Made you look.
Oh, that was a good one. Oh, I think I peed my kilt.
This is a superhero net news break. We have an unconfirmed Space Girl action sighting on the ground. And now it's time to get high in the air with our own Nancy Numismatics. Newsbreaker on the go. Are you there, Nancy?
I'm here, Fred. The dam's broke, the fence is down, and the cows are loose.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll stay on the line as long as I can.
Has Space Girl come to the rescue?
There's mud on my shoe, Fred. Larry, can we get a shot of that?
It looks like mayhem, Nancy.
Not mere mayhem, Fred. My lavender Gucci's are ruined.
Can you describe the scene, Nancy?
I think my stockings are ruined, too. I'm going to need a whole new outfit. Oh,
God.
Wait, there she is. Oh, my God, there's Space Girl. She's just amazing. She just swooped in and... What a superlative performance. Classic Space Girl. The water is back behind the dam. The fence is fixed, and the cows are content.
Ooh.
Everything's fine, Fred. Back to you.
I've been thinking more and more about gardening. About gardening on the moon, about flowers and seeds that grow, that look back on the earth. I can't quite remember the first time I flew far out into space, but I was just a kid. One of Saturn's rings was wobbling, and I fixed it. It wasn't hard. It took a couple of days. I liked it out there. It was quiet. I got a lot of reading done. And once, I sailed out past the sun's gravitational pull. And that's where I met the dwarves.
Could the dwarves please state for the record your current address, please, sir?
Well, we're from the dwarf star. Where else would we be from?
Of course. And so, dwarves, this special select joint subcommittee on extraordinary superheroic occurrences is interested in delving deep underneath the underlying underpinnings of Space Girl's primary influences and education.
First off, please address us as the Hungarian Dwarf Parade.
Uh-huh.
We come as a package.
We speak as a pile of dwarves.
How would this pile characterize Space Girl's prepubescent agrarian socialist tendencies while in the 4-H, sir? Can you answer that? And what pertinent information could you provide regarding what the various H's in the so-called 4-H's stand for? Could you do that, please, sir?
Oh,
That's a good one.
I thought it would be.
You start out with a toughie or two.
Yes, it's good a call. Tough committee. Yeah, mm-hmm.
If I may, I'll be commiserating with my associates for
sure,
just a moment.
Whatever.
What's
you
the
like.
Senator talking about?
I know. I got him covered.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. A pinky swear.
All right. If you're that sure, make us proud.
All right. Please, gentlemen, your answer.
Certainly, Mr. Right. Senator.
Mm-hmm.
Most glad to oblige. I believe the various meanings of the various H's on the four H's are to be as follows. Let's see. Now, head, heart, hands, hands, and feet.
I don't think
no,
so.
That's not an H. What is the other one? It's on the tip of my tongue.
Don't worry about it.
Good try. Great effort. There you go. 3 out of 4 ain't bad, Your Honor.
No, if you don't mind, let me take another wee run and start at it, if I may.
Yeah, absolutely. Take your time, Mr. Dorsey.
Okay, here we go. Head, heart, hands, and hemp. That's it.
Hemp. I don't think
there
so.
There you go. Head, heart, hands, and hemp. Yeah. There's 4 of them.
Good going.
I don't think so.
Are you sure? I thought it was hooch.
Hooch, that'd make it 5.
Well, I don't know what the hands could be for anyway.
Holding the hooch, obviously.
Well, then I don't see any reason for the head, then.
So if you get rid of the head, what do you got left?
Hard hands, hemp, and hooch.
Oh.
If you don't mind me saying so, there's not much hooch in there.
Well, what would you have? Hooch, hemp, and hooch?
Well, if it must be, it must be.
Why not split the difference and go hooch, and hemp? Or if you'd rather, hemp, hooch?
I can get behind that. Yeah, agreed.
There you go.
Yeah. Sounds like a tasty combo to me.
So is that your final answer, gentlemen? Hemp, hooch, and hemp, sir?
It is, Your Honor. That's it. Yes, that's it. Final answer.
Final answer.
Yeah.
The Creepstar 24 is now fully operational and will once and for all bring the planet to its knees. All I have to do is flip the switch.
Hello, Dr. Creep.
Oh, Space Girl, I expected you. Yes, I did. This time I expected you, and I was prepared. Even you are not swift enough to elude my newest version of the Creep Ray. What have you done? What have you done to my lovely Creep Ray?
Dr. Creep, I'm a little pressed for time. Here, hold this.
What? What is this?
It's the fuse, Dr. Creep.
What?
Get it? It's like, I'm the Roadrunner and you're the coyote. Here, take this match.
I will not hold these burning, smelly things. I will not be an idle participant in your kabuki theater of do-gooder shenanigans.
Whatever. You know the drill. Meep, meep.
Oh, no! Crap! Not again! Calls for a change of tactics.
And now for some discussion questions from the back of the book, presented by the husband of the author.
When Naomi spoke to the baby princess dragon, who was listening? Should she have gotten romantically involved with Karen? Where did the arrow land? Compare and contrast. Give examples. Is it ethical to skip to the end of the last chapter to see how it comes out? If so, when?
This is Nancy Numismatics here on the scene. Our favorite superhero, Space Girl, has just done it again. Gary and Joey Larson of Blue Mound, Minnesota, found themselves just inches away from going over the falls at Seneca Falls. Joey, you must be so thrilled that Space Girl snatched you and your husband from going down the drain of death.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, pretty much.
You don't sound thrilled.
Oh, well, yeah, we're happy about it, but it was just the way Space Girl saved our lives, you know? There was no flourish.
Yeah, she just swooped in, grabbed me, set me down on the ground, handed me a towel. She didn't even stick around to handle the press. I was figuring on at least a book deal. I mean, I think I deserve something if I'm going to be alive. Otherwise, what's the point?
Look, it's our right to be famous, We needed interviews and product tie-ins. Space Girl wasn't there.
But then this nice professional guy in a suit named Dr. Creep came up in a limo. He helped us get all that stuff.
He had a brochure and everything. I'm getting my own action figure. It almost drowns.
And he only takes 70% off the top.
And Senator Hack, Your Honor,
yes.
It is with my greatest mendacious sincerity that I come before these absolutely essential proceedings to set the record straight.
And straightened it shall be, Dr. Creep. You may proceed, please, sir.
Our country, every ordinary citizen like you and me, Senator,
yes. Mm-hmm.
We are under attack every day. The very fabric of our civilization is being rent asunder by high-handed, overpowering, and excessive moral vigilantism.
Uh-huh.
In a word, Senator, we are all victims of superheroics.
And there are no bigger victims in this country than we, the members of Congress, sir.
Mm-hmm. Right you are, Senator. And Space Girl is the chief victimizer.
Uh-huh.
She exhibits a perpetual lack of respect and reckless bias against the well-founded tenets of social Darwinism and life-affirming entrepreneurship.
Well, we all serve the economy, Doctor. There is no higher purpose.
Yeah. I feel that it is my moral duty to somehow ask society to lend a sympathetic ear to our sad, sad plights.
Patriotism raises its proud head, Dr. Creepser. Mm-hmm.
I can only think back with horror and dismay, recalling my dear friend, my dear, dear friend, Professor Otto von Prussian, who built, may I say, a most benign time machine.
Really?
The apparatus was to be used to bring, just a few Tyrannosaurus rexes into the 21st century. Purely for research, you understand? And what did Space Girl do?
Well, please tell us, Dr. Creep, please.
She thwarted it.
Oh, my God.
This must stop. And now I know just how to do it.
Nancy Numismatic here with Action News, where the action is for the active viewer. We're here with our favorite spunky superheroine, Space Girl, today. Space Girl, there seems to be a lot of traffic. What are you doing with that bridge?
I am holding it up.
Our discerning viewers want to know why.
Because the bridge was trying to fall down.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's a stress fracture or a design flaw. Wait, you shouldn't be under here. You better get out.
Hey, lady. Hey, you Space Girl?
Yes. Well, yes, I am, but it's a little dangerous around here. This bridge is about ready to go. And my nose itches. Please, help get Nancy to safety.
Look, lady, I got something for you.
Can't you see I'm busy? Just stick whatever it is in my utility belt.
No, honey, I got a sign for it.
Oh, come on. I've got my hands full of trestles.
Well, look, just set it down for a minute. I got this thing for you, okay? Can you set it down?
No, not really.
Well, how about you throw it up the bridge in the air, sign the paper, you can catch the bridge on the way back down. Easy done, like that. What do you think?
Huh. I could give it a shot.
All right.
In an unprecedented move, Space Girl has tossed a 4,000 million ton bridge up in the air to sign an autograph for a fan.
No, it's not an autograph.
Hey, honey, now that you got your hands free, you've been served.
Again, Mother F. Third time today.
Space Girl lets bridge topple for personal gain.
She charged for an autograph. I saw her. It's a shame, and in my opinion, it's actionable.
I was up on that bridge, and I honked my horn for so long, it broke.
I want a new horn!
I was temporarily blinded by Space Girl's annoying signal beacon. Now I can't watch Hawaii 5-0. And I'm talking about the good old original one. I think that's worth $1,000,005.
Space Girl's latest escapades are too short for good dramatic reenactments. There's no good story arc. It's damaged my amateur acting career, and I have no choice but to seek some kind of redress.
City of Kyoto, very unhappy with a Space Girl. She crush many monsters, make collateral damage. She not properly indemnified.
Neither tourism nor portal neuroscience was harmed by the little baby Tyrannosaurus Rexes. I am suing.
One of those Rexes bit me. Want to see the scar? Defending myself against all these summonses, subpoenas, court appearances, drug tests. It's worse than flying through an asteroid belt. Guess I'm gonna have to lawyer up. I didn't think Dr. Creep would stoop to such low malevolence. I don't even have time to get a cat out of a tree.
Let the litigations rain down!
All right. Dr. Creep, you truly believe that superheroics are a costly pothole on the road to free enterprise?
Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh. But with multiple retailers, perjured depositions, and unmitigated preemptive incarceration, we shall restore a truly unconstrained imbalance to the scales of moral and economic fair play.
Well, your country could ask for nothing less, Doctor. And now, sir, this next question is of the utmost importance. And are you now, and will you continue to be, sincerely certain that these measures will trickle down?
Sir? Senator Hack, please, we are not talking about a mere trickle.
No.
We are predicting a huge, big dump.
Oh.
Does anybody got a legal pad that isn't yellow?
What do you think we're supposed to wear under these robes?
I don't know. What do you wear under your kilt?
I go commando.
Shut your retainers. Huh? We have to remember we're doing this ugly lawyering for Space Girl. She's a superhero. Aye. She doesn't know how to fight dirty. We got to fight Dr. Creep on his own evil ground. We'll have to use brief against brief.
Can't I use a battle axe?
No, use a tort. They're heavier.
Luckily, we've all got law degrees. It's just part of a well-rounded dwarfian education.
Well, my degree is valid in 7 out of the 9 planets, and I'm including Pluto in there always well. That's where I had my first case, you know.
This Earth law is a wee bit too complicated. It's got a bar.
What's complicated about drinking?
I think it's rude to pass a bar. You should walk right in and say hello. Oh, good news on me computer, boys. I hacked into the Acapella School of Law and dear Prudence, oh, what a nice girl. And now I'm a lawyer in New Jersey, too, wherever that is.
Keep that portal open. We'll be needing some considerable cloud space to replicate the three of us into an infinite loop of lawyers. That's the only way to battle an infinite loop of lawsuits. This ought to make Dr. Creep drop his drawers.
Leaving him to bear witness, no doubt, you get it? Bear.
Is that like the one in the woods?
Oh, oh, for the love of Pete! What did I tell you about lawyer puns? They're just too easy. It's below us.
Like Dr. Creep's drawers.
No. Now keep our eyes on the prize.
Oh! Okay, boys, it's confirmed. Grand Dwarf Lawyer 42.0 is launched. We're heading for mutually assured litigation!
The winds blew, the waves crashed, the oceans began to rise. Scientists were baffled. I took a swim down to the bottom of the ocean. The drain was clogged. Clogged with millions of tons of retorts, depositions, lists of discoveries, injunctions. Mutually assured litigation had worked all too well. Everybody was suing everybody, countersuing, suing for damages that the countersuits caused. Evil and goodness were at a standstill. There was no justice. There was only the law. And it kind of looked like a wad of string, paper clips and juicy fruit that had been in the drawer for far too long. It was never going to unravel. I wanted to just fly away. I wanted to be young again. I wanted to punch something. And that made me think about high school. Not many people know this, but I went to school with the future Senator Mulder Hack. We had a couple of classes together.
Hey, Aunt Linda Kim, does your space girl utility belt have a zap shield? Ow, no.
Mulder, do you ever wish you could see into the future?
Well, sure I do. I want to know when I'm going to make my first gazillion.
Uh-huh. What? Shouldn't you get an education first?
No. I'll just go to the big U.
What you thinking of majoring in?
Well, I'm caught between physical education and aromatherapy.
Mulder, you're an idiot.
Yeah, but I'm going to be a big idiot. I'm going to be a politician someday, and I'm going to be a politician and a gazillionaire and a rock star and a hockey player, and I'm going to be them all at once, and it'll be a triple threat.
Mulder, you're better than that. Yeah. You could do something great one day if you wanted to.
Did you ever think about having a torrid love affair with a guy like me?
You? Huh? No.
Well, that's what they all say. what do you want to see the future for?
I just want to find out if everything's going to be all right.
Oh.
I'm going to live on the moon someday. You ought to come up and visit sometime.
Well, that'd be great. If they have golf up there, then I could write the trip off as business expense.
Oh, Mulder. I had had enough. Legal pandemonium had cast its long shadow over the entire solar system. I knew the modern era of mutually assured litigation had to end. I pulled the plug on the dwarves.
Oh, no,
I feel flush.
Space Girl is defeated! Civilization is defeated! Society will collapse! I win! What did I win?
The court awards Dr. Creep $1 billion!
$1 billion? A measly $1 billion? I can't live on $1 billion. Who are you kidding? Nobody could possibly live on that kind of chump change. Not even Romney. I'll sue somebody else. That's what I'll do. I'll sue myself if I have to. I want more. I must have more. I will build a more deadly than deadly death star and call it Creepstar Pro Light.
Here we go again. Dr. Creep is back out on the loose. I have a feeling Space Girl is going to need a wee bit of help this time.
Hang on. Just a minute. Yeah.
Hi, Space Girl.
Hey, Dorothy.
I can breathe in outer space now. I flew here from Kansas in less than 14 minutes.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Come on. Don't let the moon dust in.
Thanks. That's sure some nice view.
Yeah. Crater front property. It's a little spendy, but I figure if you're going to live on the moon, you might as well have something worthwhile to look at.
I guess you know why I'm here.
Yep. You've got an appointment with Destiny. It's time to start your super apprenticeship.
Yeah, I've done most of my 4-H badges and stuff, but my mom wants to know just how this superhero apprentice thing works and if we have to take out a loan.
Nah, that's been taken care of. The dwarves set up a scholarship fund. It's going to be kind of like camp or college or something.
Gosh, I was hoping to fight bad guys right away.
Oh, no. Sorry, kid. The world's gotten even more complicated and crazy a place. You're going to be getting degrees in psychology and engineering, plus going to law school. Hold out your hand. Give me your pinky finger.
Is this going to hurt?
Nah. Just got to slip on the decoder ring and insert the tracking beam analyzer.
Do I get the utility belt right away?
Sure. And I think I've got an extra pair of knee-high go-go boots around here somewhere.
Wow!
Yeah.
Space Girl, I challenge you!
What now, Dr. Creep? You got another subpoena to serve?
No, more of that. I'm just sick of this mutual asinine legal mumbo-jumbo. I want to go back to the old ways, Space Girl.
Oh? And what would that be, Dr. Creep?
Mono a mano.
I was hoping you'd say that. Fine with me.
Yeah, but wait a minute. This time it's going to be mono a duo.
Oh, a meddling child? And a pathetic old lady?
Hey, I'm only 59.
And I'm too cute to meddle.
You are no match for my Creep Star Pro Light.
Creep Star Pro Light? How many creepy star things have there been?
Oh, God, who knows? Most of them don't even get out of beta.
Nevertheless, my 2.1 is the greatest, most diabolical, most destructive machine of evil ever created since Vista!
What am I supposed to say to that?
You say, then you leave us no choice.
Oh, right. Then you leave us no choice.
Do your worst, Space Girl. Evil will reign supreme. Oh, crap!
Well, it's not original, but...
Double crap!
Meet me.
That was Space Girl, Downloading the Legacy, starring Melinda Peterson, David Osman, Phil Proctor, Wendy Bowlesby, Gordon Smooter, Rich Fish, Megan Peterson, Tim Leiby, and Tim Wick. Space Girl theme composed by Eleanor Price. Live sound effects by Tony Brewer and Brian Wesley. Sound by Jerry Stearns and Chris Markman. Production assistant Chase Peterson. Written, directed, and produced by Jerry Stearns and Brian Price. This has been a Great Northern Audio Theater production.